We just don't know. That's sort of the fascinating and the absolutely frightening aspect of this whole Supreme Court nomination process. One only has to go by past opinions and written articles and then sort of conversations about temperament, and you sort of look at when Schumer asked Roberts during these confirmation hearings what the worst three cases in the last 25 years in the Supreme Court were, worst decided cases, Roberts didn't answer. But the fact of the matter, at the end of the day, to use two cliches at once, we won't know until he rules, and that's always the case. That having been said, well, what we do know is what you have in Roberts, or what we hope we have in Roberts, is an originalist judge who will look at the Constitution and look at the case at hand and interpret rule based on what the Constitution says, what that individual case involves.
Now, the new nominee is a Catholic. Does that have bearing on anything in the confirmation process?
I actually don't think that the Catholicism of the justices necessarily make a huge difference, or the candidates. If you look at right now some of the Catholics who are on the court, you look at an Anthony Kennedy versus a Justice Scalia, you have a huge difference in jurisprudence and how they actually rule. So that's not necessarily an indicator of how one looks at the law.